views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good morning. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Today, we're once again going to be talking about using romantic relationships to enhance your spiritual growth. Last week, I shared some lessons I had learned from reconnecting with a man I first dated 9 years ago. And I had so much learning from that situation that I couldn't share all of it in 1 hour. So today, I'm going to be sharing more of my own learnings from that relationship and telling you how you can use your own relationships for similar growth in your own life. And if you missed last week's show, you can listen to the archived version at thelauralongleyshow.com, and it aired on December 1st, 2014, and it's really easy to find it when you know the date. And as I also shared last week, many of my shows over the past few months have been about using dating and romantic relationships to enhance your spiritual growth and self-love. And if you missed any of them or would like to listen again, they can be found in the archives at thelauralongleyshow.com also. And here's a quick rundown of the shows I've done on dating recently. So a couple of months ago, I did a show where I shared how I was using online dating experiences, especially the ones that might have been deemed unsuccessful, to increase my love for myself rather than what we might more commonly do, which is beating myself up for failing. And if you're interested in listening to the archived version of that show, it aired on October 6th. 2014. Then about a month ago, I did a show where I shared what I had learned about myself and how I had grown from a very brief dating relationship. And my biggest shift in that particular situation was realizing how I was always waiting for the other shoe to drop and how looking for what could go wrong actually created things going wrong. Well, duh. And I also talked about the idea of soulmates. And I'm going to be talking more about that on the show today as well. So if you're interested in hearing that show, it aired on October 27th, 2014. And with any of the archived shows, just go to thelauralongleyshow.com. You'll find a list of the shows. Really easy to scroll through and find what you want to listen to. The topic of this week's light bulb moment is that other choices are never about me. And I've talked about this before, I'm sure more than once, because it keeps coming to me in situations like when I'm in traffic and somebody cuts me off, you know, and I take it personally. Well, it's never about me. But today's light bulb moment is going to be talking about it's not about me in the context of romantic relationships, since that's been my focus for the last several weeks on the show and in my life. And in romantic relationships, we are much more likely to make the other person's behavior be about us and make it mean something about us. And I want to share with you my aha around that and help you get to that same place as well. But we'll talk more about that in just a minute. But first, we're going to do our healing meditation, which we do every week at this time. And today, I'm just going to have us do a general healing. And the way that we do this is the music that'll play is a minute long. And during that time, I want you to just close your eyes, as long as you're not driving, and do some conscious breathing where you open your heart and send healing to any situation in the world that you think needs healing. It can be personal. It can be something locally. It can be something globally. It can be something in your own life. It doesn't matter. Just open your heart and send that healing, love, and energy. So let's go ahead and begin by taking a deep breath in. Release that. Just one more deep breath in and release that. And I am so appreciative of every one of you participating in that. Through our efforts, we do make a difference in the world. So thank you for that. So on to the light bulb moment. And as I said, the topic this week is about really getting in my heart that the choices someone else is making in a relationship don't mean anything about me. And I'm going to be using this situation that I shared with you last week as it's through that situation that I've come to really have that shift. So let me start out by just sharing with you very briefly what happened with, not what happened in the, how I had the shift, but about how this relationship came into being. I reconnected with a man that I first dated 9 years ago. We'd had kind of an on again, off again for a few years, and I hadn't had any contact with him in almost 5 years. And the history of the way that we were connected in the past was that it was always a casual dating relationship. There was never an exclusive relationship. And there were times during that we just had a platonic friendship. And throughout all of that with him, I always felt unchosen, whether it was during the dating relationship where I wanted it to be something more than he wanted it to be, and subsequently he would go on and have a something more relationship with someone else. And even when we were attempting to be platonic friends, I guess that my definition of what a friend is was not the same as what his was. And I always felt like I was never a priority. There was never enough time for me. Something else was always more important than me. And so I left that feeling unchosen. And about a month ago, we reconnected, came back together. There's been a lot of healing for both of us, a lot of understanding of what went on. But because of the history and what that created for me, as I said, I always felt unchosen. And from that, for a long time, I took away that there was something wrong with me, that he would choose someone else, but he wouldn't choose me. So that must mean that there was something wrong with me, that it was about me. And eventually, in my head, I came to know that this really was not true. I mean, I know enough both through my own personal life and through my training and experience as a psychotherapist to know that it really wasn't about me. It was about him and whatever was going on for him and what his needs were and what his wounds were. But still, it had always felt like it was about me. So even though in my head, I knew, no, it's really not about me. This is about him and what his life is and what he's going through. My heart never got that. My heart still felt like there was something wrong with me. And in the course of us reconnecting, I did finally really get in my heart that it wasn't about me. And this was so freeing. And what happened for me was that, you know, I could see even in the past that he had his own issues to work through. And those issues preceded any involvement with me, so they couldn't be about me. And his choices were based on that. They were based on his issues in his life, not on me. And as we were talking about his plans for the future now, in the present time, it suddenly clicked for me in a new way. He's making choices based on where he is in his life right now. And they were in motion before we reconnected, so they can't be about me. So once again, how could it possibly be about me? Well, you know, I can hear the yeah, but coming, because it came for me earlier, but I'm past it. And that's the yeah, but now that you've reconnected, he can change those choices to include you. And this is part of what I really got in this thing where it just clicked for me. His choices are about trying to fulfill needs in his own life. They have nothing to do with his relationship with me. And for me to think that being in relationship with me would solve his problems or fix the things that he's trying to fix in his life is codependent thinking. In any healthy relationship, it cannot be about trying to be something for the other person that fixes their problems. It can only be about loving them as they are and supporting them in their own growth. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that later when I talk about unconditional love. But so the click for me, or the shift for me, was getting that I thought that I could, quote unquote, fix him. And not that I thought he was broken, but I thought that there were reasons why he couldn't connect with me in the way that I needed him to. And what I really got was that it's, number one, it's not my job to do that. And number two, even if I could do that, that doesn't make his choices be about me. And so, you know, in this understanding, it also has not hurt that he has let me know how much he does really care about me. And in fact, knowing how much he cares and seeing that he is still choosing something that doesn't include me confirms that his choices have nothing to do with me, because I know he really cares about me and he's still not choosing to include me in the future. And the fact that he is not choosing to pursue a relationship with me, there's another lesson here about choices that we make and the reality and reality and how that relates to self-love. And I'm going to be sharing more about that, not on this show, but on the show next week. So having these conversations with him has helped me move from knowing in my head to knowing in my heart. And that's big, really, really big. And I know that going forward, it's going to be easier for me to embrace that perspective, that it's not about me, not just with him, but with others as well, and not just in romantic relationships, in any kind of relationship. So let's talk about you for a minute. And if you're struggling with this in your own life, which I would guess pretty much everyone is. I mean, it's a human condition that we personalize things and we think that it's about us. And it creates a lot of pain for us when we do that. So here's something that you can do about it. Think about where in your life are you feeling unhappy about yourself or not good enough because of choices that someone else is making. Where are you feeling not chosen by someone else? Where are you feeling not good enough because someone else has an opinion about you? And when you think about that situation, can you entertain the idea that it's not about you at all? That their choices have absolutely nothing to do with you or your value or worth? So think about that a minute. Can you at least entertain the idea? Maybe not believe it yet, but entertain the idea that their choices are not about you. And just pretend for a moment that this is really true. Think about that situation where it's causing pain for you. And pretend for a moment that you really know, wait, they're choosing this based on their own issues, their own life, their own needs, and it's not about me. So if you can pretend that and you can feel what that feels like, how would that shift your own self-perception? Would you feel better about yourself? And if the answer is yes, then just do it. It's a choice. Choose to know that what anyone else chooses in their life is not about you. And be happy instead of in pain. So that is this week's light bulb moment, and it is time for us to take a break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. And when we come back, I'll talk more about spiritual growth and lessons from romantic relationships, using my own as an example. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Put a little woohoo in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
We are back on The Laura Longley Show, and today we're talking about spiritual growth through romantic relationships, and I've been sharing some of my learnings through a relationship that I'm having where I reconnected with someone that I had dated to begin with 9 years ago, and we'd had kind of an on-again, off-again for a while, but hadn't been in touch for maybe 5 years. And what I shared with the light bulb moment before the break is how you can understand that other people's choices are not about you, and how you can take away the pain that comes from feeling like it is about you, and that there might be something wrong with you because you think that. So what I'm going to move into talking about now is really one of my biggest learnings that has come into this situation, or come out of, really, not into, out of this situation with this man that I've reconnected with. And this is about unconditional love. And I had a really big aha about it the week of Thanksgiving. So I guess that's been 2 weeks ago. And what happened was this, is he and I have had a lot of conversations about relationships in general, not just our own, you know, interaction. And, you know, I was talking a bit about what was important for me in a relationship, and the term unconditional love came up. And he asked me what that meant to me, and I had to think about that a bit. And later that day, I was reading my journal from when I was in Edinburgh 2 years ago, and I realized that what I really mean when I say unconditional love is that I mean complete acceptance of the other person just as they are. No trying to change or manipulate them into changing, and just loving them as is, kind of like, you know, a sale as is. You take people as they are. And a few days later, after I really got clear on what it meant to me, I was pondering the fact that even though I have strong feelings for this man, I'm actually pretty okay with knowing that he's moving away soon and that we're not planning a future together after that. And it really seemed like a paradox for me that I could love him and at the same time not have the need to make him stay with me or try and convince him to stay with me or try and convince me him to include me in his future life. And what I came to understand was that this really is true unconditional love. And I understood that he needed to make this move out of state that he's making and leave me behind for his own well-being. And, you know, this harkens back a little bit to the light bulb moment about it isn't about me, but this is something more. So he is making choices based on what he needs to do for himself and his own well-being. It's not about me. It was totally about, or is totally about, what he needs to do for himself. And because I love him, I want what's best for him, even though it's not what I would have chosen given the choice of having a relationship going forward. And, you know, as I pondered it some more, I realized that this way of loving someone is a selfless type of love, where what I've called love in the past is really more self-serving. You know, I mean, I think many, many of us will relate to this, that before, when I loved someone, I needed certain things from them in order to feel okay. Otherwise, I felt rejected by them. I felt unloved by them. I felt it was all about me. So it was really about me getting reassurance and getting my needs met, not about them getting their needs met. And yeah, I mean, that's not to say that I didn't want good things for them and I didn't do nice things for them and I didn't support them in their goals. But if those things conflicted with what I thought I needed, I felt threatened. I would try to manipulate or change the choices because I felt threatened, because I was scared. And so moving into this thing of unconditional love is letting go of that fear. It doesn't mean anything about me. Again, it is connected that it doesn't mean anything about me, so I can support his choices even when they aren't what I would prefer to have happen. So, you know, I mean, one thing I want to say about if I'm not getting my needs met, if I'm supporting someone and loving them unconditionally and not getting my needs met, then I do need to look at the relationship and see if it's worth continuing. And this is a point I made last week about no relationship is perfect. And so we need to look at what is enough for us or what is good enough for us. And, you know, I may need to move on, but even if I do decide that I'm not getting my needs met and I need to move on and do something different, I don't need to stop loving someone just because they can't meet my needs or because they don't choose to meet my needs. I don't stop accepting them just as they are. That's my conditional, definition of unconditional love, accepting them just as they are, because that would be blaming them as opposed to loving them. So blame and love cannot go together. Okay. They cannot go together. And I understand that this is kind of a big concept and it's really, flies in the face of a lot of stuff that we have experienced as romantic love. So it's something to just think about. And when you do think about it, isn't this the way that you would like to be loved by others, and not just in romantic relationships, in any relationships, that they love and accept and support you no matter what, that there's no quid pro quo, you scratch my back and I'll scratch yours. There isn't some balance sheet of I owe you because you did for me. It's just love, no matter what. So a couple days later, after I really kind of got my mind around this idea of unconditional love and how it was playing out in this relationship, this brief relationship that I'm having with this man who is going to be moving in a few weeks, I also had another aha about it, and that is about how it relates to my son. And I've shared in the past that my son and I are currently estranged. That's been going on for over a year now. And with Thanksgiving holiday recently, it was weighing on my mind. It was really in my consciousness. And the new understanding that I've had of unconditional love, I could see where even though I have always loved my son, and I have, and I always will, I've acted in ways that placed conditions on my acceptance and support of him. And I think a lot of parents will relate to this. Even as much as we want to allow our child to be themselves and to really own who they are and to really accept them as they are, we do put conditions on our acceptance of our children. And some of that we have to do when they're young because we have to keep them safe. That's part of our job as a parent. But as they get older, then we need to let go and let them choose what they're going to choose and let them make their own mistakes. I mean, this is part of what I've gone through with my own son, is trying to protect him from himself, basically. But that's not unconditional love. That's me thinking I know better than he does. And now that he's an adult, it's much clearer what belongs to him to work through. And it's easier to let him own his own stuff than when he was a child. Because as I said, when they're children, there's this fine line around we need to protect them, but we also need to let them learn and grow. So I had the realization, I had the realization that when he and I reconnect, I can be in relationship with him in a different way now that I understand about unconditional love. I can quit trying to fix him. I can quit trying to fix problems for him and trying to make everything be the way that I think it should be, because it's his life. He gets to choose that. And I can just let him be himself. I can let him have his problems. I can let him make his mistakes. I can let him make his choices that are different from mine, and just love and accept and support him no matter what. And, you know, I want all of you to know that this shift that I'm going through is not like flipping a switch. You know, I'm only human, just like all of you are. And I do still struggle with feeling insecure and wanting reassurance sometimes. And sometimes I struggle with making it all about me and meeting my needs. But this new awareness about unconditional love and the shift in my heart is allowing me to notice when I'm doing that and eventually bring myself back to unconditional love. So I encourage you to look at relationships in your own life, whether they're romantic, parenting, friendships, and notice where there are some of these relationships that might feel difficult. And then ask yourself if in this difficult relationship, are you loving that person unconditionally? Are you accepting them exactly as they are, as is? Or are you instead putting parameters on your love? And if you were able to take a step back from expectations of the other person and take a step back from getting your own needs met and truly accept and support that person just as they are, how would that improve the relationship and increase your own happiness at the same time? So I encourage you to pick a relationship where this is going on for you. And we all have more than one. This is a very common thing. So pick one and try it. Try stepping back from your expectations and try stepping back from getting your own needs met and just see what happens. I think you might be surprised. So give that a shot. And on that note, it is time for us to take another break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com.
My love, there's only you in my life, the only thing that's right.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
You're every step I make.
And we're back on the Laura Longley Show, and today we're talking more about how you can enhance your spiritual growth through romantic relationships. And I've been sharing stories of my own with a situation in my life where I have recently reconnected with a man that I first met 9 years ago, and all the learnings that I'm having coming out of the conversations with him, and really the healing that has gone on of what had happened for us all those years ago. And our light bulb moment today was around knowing that whatever the other person's choices are, it doesn't mean anything about you, that it's not about you. And then during the last segment, I also talked about my new understanding of unconditional love. And so if you missed those things, you can go back and listen to the archive. It'll get posted within the next couple of days. And another thing that I want to talk about is this idea of soulmates. And I've talked a little bit about this on a couple of the other shows that I've done about dating, because I had information about it come to me in a couple of different ways within a couple of days, about 2 months ago. And so I felt like it was something I was supposed to pay attention to. And this man that I've reconnected with recently, he asked me a few days ago why I decided to contact him. And I had to say that I truly didn't know. I had been asking myself that same question because it had been almost 5 years since we had connected. I had had plenty of opportunities to try and get in touch with him, and I never had, and I really hadn't thought about it all that much. And it also related to that, I'd been online for several months, and I hadn't even thought about the fact that he might be there. And then one day I did, for no apparent reason. And what I believe about that is that I was meant to reconnect with him at this time, that the universe set it up that way. And one of the things that came to me a couple months ago around soulmates was a video clip of Elizabeth Gilbert being interviewed by Oprah. And I know I've mentioned on this show at least twice, but I want to again tell you that it's really a brief clip, maybe less than 5 minutes, maybe 3 or 4 minutes. And I found it really interesting. And if you just go to YouTube and look for Elizabeth Gilbert Oprah, you'll find it. And in summary, here is what she says. She says that a soulmate, in her view, is not what we typically think of one, which is like this person that we're meant to be with, who will be the love of our life and be with us forever. What it really is someone who holds up a mirror to you for your own growth. And the relationship itself may not last very long for several reasons. I mean, it might be too intense for it to continue. That's one of the reasons she gives. I also think that it may just be there for us to learn that lesson that the person is triggering in us, and then they go away because that was their function. And that leads into me telling you a little bit about my own beliefs about soulmates, because different people have different opinions about it. Different people may think they don't exist. Different people may think what they are is different than what I think. So I just want to let you know what my belief is about it. So when I tell you the rest of this story, it'll make sense to you. So first of all, I believe in reincarnation. I believe that we all come here many, many, many times, and that in the course of coming here, the purpose for us coming here is to learn different lessons and evolve our soul to a higher level. I also believe that there are groups of souls that we go through many lifetimes with. So there are people in my life today that I've been in past lives with and in different roles and were there for different purposes and different reasons. But we have this group of people that we incarnate with over and over and over again. And sometimes we will contract with one of them to help us learn a lesson in this lifetime. And sometimes there's karma from previous lifetimes with an individual soul that we need to work out in this lifetime. And sometimes we come together with certain souls in this soul group that we travel through lifetimes with in order to support each other in this lifetime. And a good example of this for me is my childhood best friend. She and I have known each other since we were 7, so for 50 years. And we lost contact for 25 years during adulthood. And in the past 5 years, we've come back together, found that we're on very parallel spiritual paths. And we have really been instrumental with each other and our spiritual growth. And so I believe that she is also one of these people that is part of my soul group, part of the group that I go through lifetimes with. And so that leads into that I believe this man that I have reconnected with is also part of my soul group or soul class. Some people call it soul class. And when we first met 9 years ago, I felt a connection to him that was beyond what we might call chemistry or what we might call love at first sight. There was just something there. And I know that many of you have experienced that with other people as well, where you just feel a connection to them for no apparent reason. And I believe that that's because he and I have a soul connection. He is part of my soul group, and we've had previous lifetimes together. And as this show that I'm doing with you today and the one last week have shown, I have had a quantum leap forward in my spiritual growth because of my interaction with this man and my learning about unconditional love and really feeling it for him has been a major, major shift for me. And there've been a lot of other smaller shifts. And I believe that this is why he and I have connected in the way that we have in this lifetime. It's for me to learn those things. And perhaps he's learning things too. I don't know. I mean, I haven't heard that, but maybe he isn't. Maybe it's all about for my benefit and my learning in this lifetime. And in the past few days, I've had another major learning from this experience which is about self-love. And I'm going to share that with you next week because there continues to be so much learning from this experience that I can't do it all in one show. So the situation with this man that I've reconnected with has also brought to mind another romantic relationship for me. And this is one that began more than 30 years ago. And I realize now that that man was also a soulmate for me and part of my soul group. And the lessons from that relationship more than 30 years ago mirror the lessons that I'm currently learning with this man that I've recently reconnected with. And, you know, I wasn't conscious 30 years ago. I was not in the place where I'm at now. And so I wasn't aware. And so now I'm looking back and seeing that because I was not conscious then and couldn't learn what I needed to at the time, I'm being given another opportunity because now I'm ready to learn that stuff. So how can you apply this in your own life? That's always the question. At least it's always the question for me when I listen to other people tell their stories. How does this apply to me? So think about your own life. And are there people that you have felt an instant connection with, but you don't know why? And these people don't have to be a romantic relationship. It could be like my childhood best friend who I am connected with. But think through your lifetime, where are there people that you felt this unexplained connection with, that it wasn't around circumstance, that it just was? And then another thing to ask yourself is, are there people who have come and gone more than once in your life? And when they reappear, have you had a major shift of some sort? And this has happened for me more than once, not just in the situation that's currently going on for me. It's happened for me more than once. And I believe that those people are soulmates as well, that they have come into my life to help me learn a certain lesson. They've contracted with me to do that before we incarnated in this lifetime. And if they come and I can't learn it yet because I'm not ready, they keep coming back until I learn it. And so ask yourself, are there people like that in your life where they keep kind of reappearing? And is there a pattern around what maybe you're supposed to get from them? And then also ask yourself, are there people in your life who have been there during major upheavals and shifts and have been instrumental in supporting you? And those people are also likely part of your soul class. And so any of those might be a part of your soul group, part of your soul class, and a soulmate for you, because that's how I'm defining soulmate, is someone who falls into that soul group and is an instrument for my own learning and growth. So that's my take on soulmates and what I'm learning. And hopefully you might be able to apply that in your own life in some way and have some new ahas, new learnings based on that. And we are going to go ahead and go to break again. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
On the Laura Longley Show, and today we are talking about how we can increase or enhance our spiritual growth through romantic relationships. And I've been talking about lessons that I've learned in a situation I've been in for the past month, and there's been tons and tons of learning for me. And the things that we've talked about so far have been understanding, not just in my head, but in my heart, that it's not about me. It's not personal. Whatever the other person chooses is not about me. I've talked about how I have shifted in terms of understanding and actually feeling what I believe is true unconditional love. And what we talked about just before the break is about soulmates or soul groups that we go through lifetimes with, who are there to support us in learning lessons as well as just support us overall. And what I want to move into talking about now is just another lesson that I've learned, and this is not on as grand a scale as some of these others I've shared, but it still is an important one, and that is about vulnerability. You know, I mean, I've, again, known in my head that in order to truly connect with someone else, whether it's romantic or otherwise, we have to be willing to make ourselves vulnerable. And that makes us vulnerable to the other person not understanding us, vulnerable to being rejected, vulnerable to being judged. And my history with this man that I've recently reconnected with was that because neither of us was able to go to that place of vulnerability and we kept ourselves protected, we had a lot of misunderstandings. We were afraid to say what was true for us, and therefore the other person didn't understand us. So for me, because I felt unchosen, which I shared a little earlier in the hour, because I felt unchosen by him and was really hurt by that, I chose to cut off our relationship altogether without ever exploring what was really going on for him. Because it would have required me to be vulnerable to say, I want something more than this. Why don't you want something more than this with me? And because of that, I gave up the opportunity for us to connect at a deeper level many years ago. And I perpetuated the hurt I felt because I was too afraid to have a discussion about what was really going on. And this is one of the things I talked about on the show last week as well is the stories that we tell ourselves and how we hurt ourselves through those stories. And it requires vulnerability to give up the stories and ask for what's really true. And so for him, because he felt rejected by me, because I cut off the relationship, something similar happened. He was too hurt when I cut things off to come back and ask for clarity around what I was saying and what was going on for me, why I felt the need to cut it off. And again, that meant that a connection that could have deepened between us instead was broken. So being willing to be vulnerable by saying what's true for each of us has led to clearing up these misunderstandings from the past, as well as ones that could have gotten out of control in the future. We're doing a much better job of being able to ask for clarification when we don't understand the other person, or if we feel hurt by something the other person said, check out, is that what you really meant? And in addition, since we've committed to being honest with one another, it's really deepened our connection to something it never was before, and it never could have been without each of us being willing to make ourselves vulnerable. And none of us, you know, me, him, you, anybody, none of us can have true intimacy without being vulnerable, because true intimacy comes from allowing someone to see the real us. And so intimate relationships require that vulnerability. And so if you think you want to have an intimate relationship, you have to be willing to go there. You have to be willing to take that step of putting yourself out there without knowing what's going to come back, or else you're just going to stay on the surface. And, you know, there's different levels of surface, but you're never going to be truly intimate, because making ourselves vulnerable really requires a couple of things. First of all, it requires the willingness to be uncomfortable. It isn't comfortable for any of us, especially in the beginning, to kind of take off that armor and say, here I am. This is me. This is who I am. And so we have to have trust and faith that we really are okay as a person, as an individual, as a soul. Because then if we are rejected by the other person, then we know that we're really okay. We know it's not about us. And sometimes we have to take baby steps, like starting with being vulnerable in the way that is easiest for us, even though it's still a stretch to do it, and doing it with people that we know for a fact would never deliberately hurt us. That's the place to start and get some get some practice under your belt. And in order to make ourselves vulnerable, we also need to be appropriate about who we choose to be vulnerable with. I have a friend who is constantly getting hurt, and it's because she's not discriminating about who she allows herself to be vulnerable with. There are people that will hurt us deliberately. And so we need to be discriminating. Not everyone is worthy of you bearing your soul to them. So keep that in mind, that vulnerability is necessary in order for us to have intimacy. We don't need to have intimacy with every single person that we come in contact with. We need to be discriminating about who that is. And then just be able to allow ourselves to be kind of uncomfortable and maybe be a little bit fearful as we go through being in that place of being vulnerable. So to just kind of summarize for today, I've been talking about how we can increase our spiritual growth through our romantic relationships. And the points that I touched on today were about knowing in our heart that whatever the other person chooses is never about us. It's always about them. And if we think it's about us, we're being codependent. That there's unconditional love, and my definition of that is accepting the other person exactly as they are without wanting to change them, and supporting them in whatever choices they make in their life, even though they may not be the choices we would make, and even though those choices might not meet my needs, might not meet our needs. Also talked about soulmates and karmic lessons, and how I believe that we do have this group of people we travel through time with, through various lifetimes, that do help us learn lessons. And when these people show up in our lives, they may not be there forever. They may just be there for that period of time for whatever it is we needed to learn. And finally, I talked just now about vulnerability and how in order to really have an intimate relationship with someone, we do have to be vulnerable. And there are some steps that we can take that will make it easier for us to do that because we all have fear around being vulnerable. So next week, I'm going to finish up with this little series. I think I'm going to finish up unless I have some other really big learnings in the next week about using romantic relationships to enhance our spiritual growth, and in particular, using examples from this situation that I've been experiencing in the past month. So I hope you'll tune in then to hear the rest of the lessons. I want to thank you all for tuning in today with me, Laura Longley, on The Laura Longley Show. I had a great time. Please join me every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle, WBLQ in Rhode Island, or anywhere at thelauralongleyshow.com. Have a week filled with wonderful shifts and love and letting go, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and on KKNW every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her services, and amazing tools, visit TheLauraLongleyShow.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Put a little woohoo in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen, www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Ari Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Ari has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Ari party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and here I am with my Galeo's Cafe Tip of the Week. I'd like to share with you a recipe directly from Galeo's Cafe website. Try this oriental chicken salad. Slice a boneless, skinless chicken breast. Put it in a baggie. Pour in about 2 tablespoons of sesame miso dressing. Close the bag and shake it to coat it. Marinate in fridge for about maybe 30 minutes. Then fire up the grill. Grill the chicken until done, about 8 minutes on each side. While the chicken is grilling, put salad greens on a plate. Romaine, Chinese cabbage, cilantro, whatever you want, and top with shredded carrots and almonds or cashews. Slice the cooked chicken breast and put it on top of the greens. Add crunchy rice noodles and top with more Galeo sesame miso dressings and enjoy. For more information, go to order your dressing today at galeoscafe.com. That's G-A-L-E-O-S cafe.com. Remember, shipping is free.